Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Alfred of Texas, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Alfred of Texas?
Hey, Matt. How's it going?
Good, thanks.
Hello? Hey, yeah. Hey, love your show. Love Pizza Box show. But I think he's smoking some cheese today. 11 million people voted in the last election. 5.8 voted for Trump, 5.2 million voted for Biden. There are a lot of us Democrats and liberals down here. I don't know how many, what's the population of Wisconsin? Do y'all have 5.2 million people that voted for Biden?
Well, we have 5.5 million people, period, in the whole state.
Exactly.
You're making a good point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We fight hard down here. We have to deal with Cancun Cruz. We have to deal with this idiot Abbott. We have to deal with a lot of people with their heads in the sand every single day. We put up the hard fight every day. When people want to come up to me and not have a mask, not listen to what's going on in the world around them. But, you know, so you might not like Texas for personal reasons, whatever. I've never been to Wisconsin, so I don't have anything against Wisconsin either. But just remember, down here in the South, all we had to do was swing just a few votes, just a few, and we would have had this state, okay? So we're on your side. There's a lot of us on your side, okay? And keep up the good work, Matt. Pizza Box, love you, dude, but I don't know what kind of cheese you're smoking, but some days, I mean, let me know what it is, because some days I might need it. Thanks, Matt.
Outstanding, Alfred. Listen, that's a very necessary call you just made. Really appreciate that.
Yeah.
And I want to make it clear to everybody listening to the station, the in Wisconsin, we have 5.5 million people, nowhere near as big as you guys. And there's a lot of friendship and admiration for Texas here in Wisconsin, myself included. My nephew and his wife lived in Austin for many years. He's an Air Force veteran, got himself a job there, and she taught school. Loved it down there. It's a great state. And the guys in the Navy I served with in tech from Texas, great friends, great shipmates. You know, we stood watch together. Yeah. We worked together. Went on Liberty together. Excellent guys. Very, very excellent guys. I'll tell you what, you know, you talk about culture. Tex-Mex food is probably one of the most popular foods here in Wisconsin. I love Tex-Mex food. Love it all. It's good stuff. Very, very good stuff. So and we've had presidents from Texas. We've had, you know, it's an integral part of the U.S. There's no division whatsoever. When we're talking about it, we're talking about the leadership of the Republican Party. Talking about Ted Cruz and Governor Abbott and your lieutenant governor and your attorney general, these are not reflective of the culture of Texas. The culture of Texas is very independent. They can take care of themselves, and they don't appreciate guys in the Republican leadership trying to put a heavy hand on them. And that's what we're talking about. It has nothing to do with the cultures of various states. We're America, America the beautiful, and it's beautiful because of all 50 states. So thanks for calling in, Alfred. That really was a good pump in the arm for all of us. Really appreciate it. Okay. In the remaining time, we go into the question of the voting rights bill in the Senate. A couple of breaking things I want to get to now. One is Joe Manchin of West Virginia. He's supposedly brokered an election reform bill with some Republicans. That was the press account. I want to dig under it, unpack that. And apparently they're going to propose it, perhaps even today. Amy Klobuchar is a co-sponsor. I think Raphael Warnock is a co-sponsor. A lot of these Democrats are co-sponsors. At the same time, Joe Biden is making noises that maybe he'll change his position on filibuster reform. You know, Joe Biden has stood up for the filibuster because he was in the Senate since 1972 till he became vice president. And then he was the head of the Senate as vice president. He's basically the Senate's his whole life. Whole life. And Alex Padilla, the senator from California appointed by Gavin Newsom, said it's time to revisit the filibuster reform. What does all this mean? I'm hoping it means something, but I'm not sanguine, and I'll tell you why. When they say Manchin has brokered election reform bill with the Republicans, to get beyond Moscow Mitch's filibuster, he's got to get 10 Republicans. I personally do not think, looking at the Senate, that there are 10 Republicans who will go along with it. The so-called brokered bill really waters down SB 1 and HR 1. What do I mean by that? The original voting rights bill got rid of gerrymandering. This one doesn't. What this one does do is make Election Day a holiday. It also lets anybody who wants to and asks for it to get a paper ballot. And it has other reforms like that. That's all good. But what it does not do is get rid of filibustering. And what it does not do is give the Justice Department oversight on changes to election laws in states that are designed to disadvantage voters. One of the good things about the original Voting Rights Act in 1965, in the 1960s, is that the states couldn't change their laws without permission of the Justice Department. So a lot of the Republican states tried to do that. The Justice Department said no. A Republican Supreme Court threw out that Voting Rights Act, said it's not needed anymore. Who the hell asked them? Congress should decide that. But they said the Republicans not needed anymore. And immediately all these anti-voting things go in all over the place. The original Manchin proposal, which I thought was a good idea, instead of singling out what turned out to be southern states, every state, all 50 states, shouldn't be permitted to change their voting laws without review by the Justice Department, including Wisconsin. Remember, we have Scott Walker here. You could have a bad one again. You could have a Rebecca Clayfish, a Lady Foxtrot, the Duchess of Foxtrot. She was behind Foxtrot with Walker. Give another $4 billion to a Chinese company. Lady Foxtrot, she gets in, you know what she'll do. I want that reviewed by the Justice Department. I want New York and California reviewed by the Justice Department. I want Illinois and Maryland, as well as Mississippi and Alabama, all of them. That was more palatable to everyone. That's not in this either. So what I'm afraid of is he's brokering a ghost agreement. Republicans will yank the ball out from under him again, and you'll end up with Manchin, Klobuchar, and Raphael Warnock, and a few other people. Now, Biden says he's changing, perhaps, his position on the filibuster reform. Hey, Biden, get Manchin in there. All Manchin has to do is saying we're suspending the filibuster for this one bill, voting rights, the original one. Get rid of filibusters, right? Have the Justice Department review all voting changes. Just do it one time. Alex Padilla is saying it's time to revisit it. Okay, Alex, good for you. You're one guy. Work on Manchin. Joe Biden has got, that's the linchpin in this thing. If filibuster reform doesn't happen, some people say, and I agree with them, filibuster is unconstitutional. When you elect the Senate, the majority should decide. Not 60% of vandals should not decide. Okay, I've had my say. I've spoken my piece. This has been a great show. A lot of great call-ins. Coming to the end of the show for today, only for today, Matt Flynn Direct. Back same time, same place tomorrow. Great programming coming up. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Domin Crute, Devil's Advocate, my friend Earl Ingram. Great evening program, great Saturday programming, led by Pizza Box Mike, my co-host, Pizza Box Mike, who calls into the show. But Matt Flynn Direct, signing off for today. Back same time, Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Tomorrow, same time, same place.